The next thing you know, you be like, they done 15 cent at 3 million too.
Hey y'all, what up though? Thank you for tuning in to
Clink. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We are your hosts.
I'm Cam, a little dry for right. you.
And I'm Kay. Hey y'all.
Hey.
All right, so this is Clink with Cam and Kay, the Sippin' Chat edition.
Yes.
So mainly on our Sippin' Chat editions, we just talk about This is what I like to say. We are grown women and we like to talk about grown people-ish. So that's what we talk about over here. Okay.
Over here.
Over here. And hey y'all, welcome to our new subscribers.
Yes.
We received like a good amount. Now we still are on the road to 200. Okay. And we're going to have a giveaway once we hit that 200 mark. So go ahead and subscribe. Tell your friends.
It's going to
tell
be
your family.
A good giveaway.
It's going to be something good, y'all. Something really very useful. Enjoy. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So what we are a couple of sister friends. We are filmmakers. We do all the things creative. Okay.
Yes. That's why.
Right.
All things.
So on our channel, All Things Cam and Kay, you can find us doing some of everything. Like I know I started a quick card chats with Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically just random things that's on my mind, you know, just. You know, we have some content yeah. throughout the week.
And I'll be downloading some yes. content as well.
All right.
You know, so just check in with us. Mm-hmm. Say what up, though.
Yeah, watch, subscribe, all that, you know.
All of that.
And so with this show today, you know, we go ahead and do our random question generator. We're going to mm-hmm. get into our second segment. We're going to talk about what's going on. And then we're going to get to our main topic. Adopting the soft life, prioritizing joy, rest, and support. So that's going to want to stick around and watch that.
It's going to be so
yes.
good.
So Cam, so what did you, I had a good weekend. What did you do this weekend? It was so hot in Michigan.
Well, I worked this weekend and this weekend I got to go on set. My friend Giovanna Ponzon, she is, producing, well, we're filming a movie called The Dark Side of Beautiful.
Ooh.
So Sunday was day one. Ooh. So I'm working on that. I am doing a lot of things behind the scenes and I'm really excited. We have a great crew, a great cast. It's Amara Garrison, some of you may know, and also Marion Hamm. And it's a lot of people that you're going to know from Tubi, but
nice. Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's
yep,
up.
Yep. I'm a creating.
Go ahead and create. So when we put our information, when you see it here, like our social medias and our website, go ahead and check that out because we are doing some things. Okay.
Right. And also shameless plug. Mm-hmm. I also had a rehearsal with my friend Carmen Michelle. You can find her on YouTube. She's a singer and she's going to be opening up for John B on May 9th. And I will be joining her to help her singing background. So I had a long, fun-filled weekend.
I see.
Productivity is key. And it was beautiful. And I was happy that I was doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was so pretty. I saw that you were out, girl. I saw you on social media. You was out having you a good time. I was like, I want to go.
I was out, y'all. I took a little break because I'm in my writing bag right now. So I'm in the writing lab. So I'm simultaneously like working on three projects. And then my mom, bless her heart. She said, I want you to direct our safety video for the post office. So I'm gonna do that. I gotta get my crew together, but so you know, I'm gonna do that. As well, but I went out and supported our mentor Tamashian Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Emmy-winning producer. We went to his art of filmmaking class, well, workshop. Mm-hmm. It was over the course of a few couple months. So he is working on his documentary about Marcus Belgrave. So I went and I supported. He was showing like 15 minutes, like a snippet of it, mm-hmm. At the Detroit Historical Museum, and a panelist of filmmakers who are like really established. You know, they were critique and all that kind of thing. So I supported him with that. And then I went down across the street. I was like, I haven't been to the DIA. That's the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Yes, I love
it. In a long time, because that's one of my favorite places. Mm-hmm. So when that was over, I went across the street. And I did that, and I'm like, look at God, look at God. He just knows. They had an exhibit, and I didn't know anything about it. So it's called Regeneration Black Cinema. And it just took you through the history of Black cinema.
That's interesting.
And I didn't know that we were making independent films back in the 19-teens, like 1917. They were called race films by Black people, for Black people. And I didn't know that we also had during that time, like 1917, 20s, mm-hmm. that we had our own Black owned production companies.
Girl, you know what?
And one of them was here in Detroit.
They try to erase our history so bad that they, that's why knowledge is power. I'm so glad. Did you hear that? We had Black independent films back in the 1900s.
And I took early 1900s. I took like some footage, so I'm still trying to like get it together and edit just little pieces. Mm-hmm. Because if you are in the Detroit area, it's that exhibit is running through June.
I might have to do that on my days off the next couple of days. Yeah, I would love to do that.
It was really insightful. It was really insightful. Okay. All right. So
what's going on?
No, the random questions. So this what's is a part of the show where we ask questions. I mean, we answer questions so you guys can get to know us better and all that good stuff.
Through our handy dandy question randomizer thingy.
Yes. So date someone older or younger.
I started saying what?
I've done, of course, I've, you know, done both. Mm-hmm. Recently done younger. Because I was all the person like, I do not want to date nobody younger than me. So I did that. The last guy I dated, he was almost 2 years. We just rounded up 2 years younger than me. And I mean, you know, would I do it again? I maybe. It depends on the guy, maybe. But I've always liked older, but not too much older.
All right, sugar daddies.
Not
there.
Too much
sugar daddy.
No,
I've done both. Mm-hmm. When I was married before, I was married once before, mm-hmm. and my ex-husband was like almost 10 years older than me.
Okay.
And now I'm dating someone who is younger than me,
but not that much though. Not they're still in the same generation. They
why you maybe I want to be like he's 20. No, I have a 26 year old son, so I ain't gonna be trying to go too young. He'd be mm-hmm. like, "What in the what, mom?" No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So, I think people date different. I just think if you meet the right person, date and have fun.
Yes.
And just date and have fun. And I don't think age is really a factor now, unless they're like 20 years younger than you and you're like, oh my God. But, or 20 years older, because don't nobody want to be with their grandfather and don't nobody want to be with their kids. So, yeah.
Some people do.
I think that's weird. I don't, because when you get a certain age and you a man, stuff don't work. You be having to take all kinds of stuff to make it
pills
work.
And stuff.
Yeah. And then with a young one, you don't want to, I don't know, you got to find somebody who can hang
with.
For
me, with the young ones, it's like I was telling my coworkers, them young ones, it's nice for play. Especially like if it's like a nice young, you know,
a young buck
gap. But like I told my girl, I told my co-worker, I said, oh, I'm out here this summer, y'all. I said, I'm gonna get me a burner phone. And
why do you have to get a burner phone?
Because of the car. I'm gonna have a second line. That's where I'm gonna have the guys call that first, and then they can cross over to the main line if I want them to.
You know, you can get a Google number. For real, you can get a Google number.
I have a Google number. How many can you have?
I think you can have more than one. You just gonna have to get your ringtones together so you don't get messed up.
Right, because I'm out here. Because you know, one thing, and this is off topic, but it might somebody need to hear this. I don't know, but one thing that I did not do, like prior growing up, was date a lot of people. So I remember my therapist like, yeah, that's
well, issue. Hell, I didn't that's either. I was
said, that's an issue. Mm-hmm.
I got with
because you know you got to know what you like, what you don't like, and all of that. You know,
I got my husband. When I was my ex-husband when I was 19, and I really had not dated before him, not really. And I was with him all through my good years. My and yeah, hallelujah.
So I'm making up for lost time. I'm gonna be out here this summer. I'm gonna have a great time. It's almost sundress season.
Basically, brown skin. You know I love your brown skin.
I can't tell where you're speaking.
And I can't tell where mine is.
Okay, so
because girl,
yeah, your girl gonna be out here, and of course, I'm be telling y'all some stuff, you know. So stay tuned. All right,
look, my private life is private. No, What was that? No, I'm just wanted to
stop. Okay, so I like this one. What's something you've always wanted to do as a child but never got to do? For me, it was bake something in a damn easy bake oven. I always put that on my Christmas list. And I don't know why my mama, she told me she had one growing up. I'm like, I wanted me an easy bake oven. Aww. I'm still salty about that.
I had one. I would bake my little stuff on Christmas morning.
Everybody had one.
Cake would be flat. One thing that I didn't get to do as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
that
been
you always wanted to do.
That I always
right.
I guess I go to Disney because they say it's the happiest place in the world. And I didn't get to go to Disney.
No.
You went to Disney?
Disneyland. I went to Disneyland again. They were like, oh, it's the happiest place on earth. If you younger, I think when I first went, I was 16.
Wow.
I was 16, and I'm like, me and my brother, because we like really big roller coasters and all that. They didn't have all of that, but we still have fun.
See, if I had went as a smaller child, it would have been everything. I would have wanted to beat the hell out of Minnie Mouse, because they too big. They weird to me to be a little kid and see a big old rat, even though I would be like, I would be afraid. I know, but they're big. You know, them kids be little and then they be all big and you got them big old ass. Look at that. That would freak me out. I think I would be like, mama.
So why did I freak out when I saw Mickey Mouse? Again, I'm a whole 16, y'all.
Because he look weird?
No. Because I loved Mickey. At that time in the 90s, early 90s, I loved me Mickey Mouse. I had Mickey Mouse watch. My best friend at the time in high school, because we both love Mickey. It was crazy because for Christmas, she bought me a Mickey Mouse turtleneck. It had all of the Mickeys on it. Loved it. And I bought her a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt. We didn't know. So when I saw Mickey, I'm 16. I saw Mickey. I was like, Mickey Mouse. I did. I gasped all that. I did. And I hugged him and I took a picture, but we don't know what that picture is.
Well, I had a birthday card that this guy named Gilbert Munoz.
Gilbert?
Mm-hmm. He drew me a Minnie Mouse for my birthday on one of them big old poster boards, and everybody signed it. Mm. And my Minnie Mouse had on red Gucci boots because my brother.
That's Detroit.
It was, but no. She had on red Gucci boots because my brother had bought me a pair of red Gucci boots. So everybody was Gucci. Like, I was Gucci down. I love
Gucci
my big brother.
Down to the side.
Hey. I wore them boots till I couldn't wear them no more. You couldn't tell me nothing.
I think how old were you again?
About 16. Boy,
Gucci
girl,
at 16. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was free.
Oh girl.
But I don't think I had another pair of Gucci shoes. No. Mm-hmm. I was just playing. Mm-hmm. No, but yeah. I think I would have wanted to go to Disney, but I'm more like a lazy river person. I like water parks.
Okay. But all right, so go ahead.
I was just gonna say, so y'all found some fun facts out about Cam and Kate?
Yeah, you did. You did, y'all. So I was on social media today, mm-hmm. right? And somebody that I follow, she was like, y'all, what is this era of soft girl and soft life? Like, what is this? So somebody put the definition of soft life. I was like, oh, I said, that's good. I said, that is a podcast topic. That's something to talk about.
Okay.
So the definition of soft life is the act, this is from Urban Dictionary, the act of simply living a life with less stress, worry, and concern, making better decisions that benefit your overall well-being. You don't prioritize fitting in, following trends, you just here to live your divine purpose. I was like, I am on my soft life.
And it also says it was established by a lady in Nigeria.
Yes, influencers in Nigeria, they kind of like started the trend. It was already defined, but they really like pushed it to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to talk to you about adopting this soft life where you prioritize yourself, you rest, and you have support or help.
It seems like a lot of people did adopt it during COVID, because it seemed like after COVID, a lot of people did take stock.
I mean, they had
lives, and
we was on lockdown.
We were on lockdown, right? Because we got so much stuff done that we couldn't normally do. Mm-hmm. It was like a reset.
Yep.
Yep.
So I found this article to Nicole, and I'm like, this is good. So this is just, it says, here's how to live a soft life when you think it's unattainable. And the first thing that they say about living this soft life is to schedule me time. That is so important. Like I did this weekend, I was like, I need some me time. Oh, and I failed to mention later on that night, Saturday night, I went back to my Saturday routine. It's a particular bar and grill type place that they have free hustle, step, and ballroom classes. So I went there from 5 to 9 and had a ball. But normally, like, a few of my girls would come, because we used to always go all the time, but they couldn't go this weekend. But I was like, I'm going to go, you know, I'll catch them on the, like, next week and after that. So it was lovely. I was out there, you know, getting my hustle on, you know, and of course, you know, the guys asking me, you know, to step in ballroom. I was like, not yet, but I'm here for hustling. But that's me time is so important. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just reading here too. It was talking about your topic, the soft life. It was saying learning to say no to events.
Well, that's on the list. I have a list that I'm going through.
And I got a tablet. So how do you want to do it? You want to go back and forth, or because
we didn't talk about this? As far as this gonna be cut out anyway.
I'm just saying, if you do one, I do one. Go back and forth.
Right, but which one do you have though? Because this is only 10. So what's the thing? Because this is schedule me time. Cultivate new beliefs about rest. You don't have to struggle. Let people help you focus on what you control and stop trying to be the hero. Prioritize joy and accept that you are worthy.
Okay, because all you had to do was just pass over 5 sheets, because you got 30 of them.
How many is it? 10?
Is it 10?
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was just saying here that soft living is just as much about what you don't do as much as about what you do do. That there, this is where we're setting firm boundaries when it comes to play, learning to say no to things and events that perhaps don't serve you is the key here. And I think that that's very important because a lot of times we say yes and participate in things that don't serve us. You want to go and you want to be supportive of your friends, your family, and all these things. But if it doesn't serve you, you don't necessarily have to go.
Don't do it. Don't overexert yourself. Don't overexalt yourself. Because we talked about it here before, how the word no and the power of no, you know, that is that I could see that being the key of living a soft life. You know,
Because you'll be. Because if you notice, and it's about to be the summer, so this is really good for that, the whole, you know, soft life thing, because you get pulled in so many different directions and you can't be everywhere. And half the time, half the people you support and don't come to support you. So
come on now.
Just tell the truth.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Shame them.
Go ahead. So go. I want to just read what they said under this schedule, me time. Me time is, of course, intentional time that you spend nurturing yourself and restoring your energy so you're not running on empty. This is essential to sustaining your well-being, but it's one of the first things that we sacrifice. Especially, you know, especially if you have a family.
I know that also. Well, if you don't have a family, if you're in a relationship, if you're, we get pulled as women, and I know men probably get tired of us saying that, but we get pulled in so many different directions. And then like,
with no days off.
With no days off. And then like, for me right now at this point in life is the reverse parenting. Because I have a 83-year-old mom. So it's like the reverse parenting, or even if your parent is a caregiver and, you know, the people in your family are getting older. Because I know you were saying before that, you know, you and your mom helped take care of your grandmother. Yeah. So even that, that takes a lot.
Yeah, it does take a lot. So don't sacrifice yourself, because you... you're not going to be good to anybody if you are running on empty, if you are burnt out.
Yes.
You have to take some time for yourself to get away, do something.
And take a damn nap. I'm going to tell you, today I got off work and I was mentally tired because I had a long day, long weekend. And when I got off work, before I came here, I was like, I got off work. I was like, let me just lay down for like a half hour. Let me just reboot. Because I know I was like, the struggle was real. You just have to reboot. Take that time for yourself.
You do. Yep. The second thing from this article, it says, cultivate new beliefs about rest. It says, if you tie your self-worth to how productive you can be or grew up in an environment where you were called lazy for relaxing, you may feel guilty when you aren't busy. That's a word for somebody.
It is.
That's a word for somebody, because people are always on a constant life. I'm not busy. If I'm not doing something like this article said, it felt like you're not, like you're lazy.
Yeah, I can identify with that. But what I have, what I'm beginning to learn, I guess I'm starting to do the soft life and didn't even know
exactly
that I was doing soft life.
Exactly.
Because what I'm learning is you hear a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, I'll sleep when I die. I hate to hear people say that, because you need to rest. That's how you can be more productive, is if you get the proper rest. So I think a lot of that goes to scheduling. We need planners. We need to plan our days out.
Yeah, I get that. It says making time for rest should be a staple part of your daily routine. We should be doing that daily.
So I'll be taking
making time for rest.
They have a, they have apps. I'm not going to say a specific app, but they have apps that you can get to help you kind of calm down during the course of a day, just to take maybe 5 minutes to just get into a peaceful place within yourself.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, either, you know, in like what I do personally, when I get up in the morning, I do a meditation. Before I go to work, I do another meditation just to kind of like ground myself mm-hmm. for the day. And before I go to bed, I do another short meditation. It ain't got to be like 30 hours, but just right. something just to calm myself, to be self-aware.
Yeah. So y'all schedule daily. So I know some of you are like, ooh, that's you get anxious just thinking about that. Look, you the one that really need to schedule some time for okay,
right.
Schedule time in your day on a daily basis for rest, because you won't be good to anybody else if yeah. you did. I mean, and just take flat out
and take small moments. It don't have to be for hours. Sometimes that 15-minute nap can change your life.
Yeah, and I like that she gave some just a few examples. Mm-hmm. No working past 6 p.m. Mm. Like you know, depending on your schedule, you know, like I don't even like to talk about work stuff after 5. Mm-hmm. Once I clock out of my 9 to 5, don't like coworkers or whatever, do not talk to me about that dang on job. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says no working on weekends or holidays, you know, if you're able. Take 3 breaks during the workday. Mm-hmm. So, and I know, like for us creatives, because you know we have some odd hours that we shoot and we work and mm-hmm. that we write or whatever. So you just have to adjust accordingly, you know, to your own scheduling.
Yeah, and don't let other people make you feel guilty because mm-hmm. you can't do everything, because you can't. Your first priority is you. Mm-hmm. And then your family.
Mm-hmm. The third thing it says, if you don't have to struggle, don't. Hmm. Struggling doesn't always make the journey worthwhile or the destination meaningful. You don't have to struggle to have an empowering or relatable or an inspirational story. We aren't all dealt the same card. So if you currently have access to things that make it easier for you to accomplish something or achieve your goal, it says take it. Don't feel guilty. Choose ease.
I say, honey, that's for the young people, honey. Because in my life, and especially being a Black woman, you are kind of taught like the struggle is real. It's no reward without struggle. The devil is a lie.
Liar.
You do not have to struggle, mm-hmm. especially if you have parents or friends or people in your life that are willing to help you. There is no glory in struggling. The only thing you're doing is giving yourself stress and wasting time that you could have jumped a couple of mm-hmm. steps ahead because you asked for help. Mm-hmm. Help is a beautiful word. I need help.
Mm-hmm. And that goes into the next one. Let people help you.
See, look at God.
This is a big one. If you have well-intended people in your circle of trust mm-hmm. willing to help you, let them help.
Yes.
Some of us fear letting people help us because we don't want to be a burden. We fear coming off as incompetent, or we don't want people to throw us needing help back in our faces. Life is hard. Trying to figure everything out on your own is overwhelming and it's overrated. Okay.
That is true, because you can not want to ask for help because people. So if you have somebody who will throw it in your face,
they're not your friend in the first place.
They may not be your friend, but guess what? Learn how to throw that away, because you may throw it back up in my face that you helped me, but I already got the help now. So I don't care what you do after I got what I got to get. So sometimes mm-hmm. we got to take our emotions out of it, get the help that we need. And if you know you're dealing with a person that's going to do that, mm-hmm. then just let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have it.
Let them have it. So let people help you, y'all. And mm-hmm. some people are, they do see that like as
a one
being
up on
weak.
Mm-hmm. It's no. Yeah.
Or like, I'm not a charity case. No, let people help you. Delegate. Look, people, delegate. What's that?
Of not wanting people to help me because I felt like I would feel it's a lie though that mm-hmm. people would look at me like I'm weak because I let them help me. It's been a journey to be vulnerable, to let people help you, because a lot of times you want to just I think that we've been taught in the society to have that facade, like I have it all together.
Especially with social media.
Yeah, because it's the last they tell, the last they show.
Lies.
Right. Girl, this is good.
Right. Isn't this good?
I feel a healing coming on. Girl, what's the next one?
This is really good. That's why I like it. This is really needed. You know, yeah. Living that soft life, just drama free, as much drama as possible.
No more
free.
Drama in my come life.
Yeah. So the next one is, girl, stop trying to be humble. Oh! So this says, I hate when people say, I don't want to gas you up or don't let it get to your head. People always tend to remind people not to get too full of themselves. It says, why? Humility means not proud. We spend a lot of time talking to ourselves. What does your inner circle sounds like?
Well, that's deep, because we live in a world where it's like, be humble. Don't think more highly of yourself than you are. But if I don't think highly of myself, who is going to think highly of me? I am. We are what we think that we are. So if I just be like, oh, I'm going to be a ho-hum, then I'm going to feel like a ho-hum. When it's okay to be bold.
Yeah. And so I think we're trying to be this, all this false, and it's false humility.
Yeah.
It's false. So stop trying to be humble. Focus on what you can control.
You better preach. Gone, Sister Kay.
This is what I have struggled with. Because I remember I probably talked about it here. When we went to Atlanta. And on the way back, because we missed the plane. I missed the plane because it was just a whole thing. And I was like this frantic and all that. And then the person I was with was like, you can't control that. That's already done. So it was like a little voice of reason. But after I calm down, then I can plan the next steps. But it says, sometimes we worry about things we cannot control, like other people, the future, and the past. We worry about things that might not even happen, or how we wish things would have gone. We can't stop worrying, but we can try to interrupt these thoughts and patterns and focus on calming methods. I like to say, we can stop worrying.
We can. Yeah. Growing up, my mother used to always worry.
Yeah, what are you telling me?
Every time we would get ready to go on a trip, she would just get frantic. And I'd be like, oh, my God. And to this day, she does. And I had one day I was going somewhere and I started doing it. And Rob, my guy, he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, calm down. So I think that it's a blessing to have somebody in your life to tell you to relax, relate, and release. Because sometimes these things it's learned behavior. And I learned that every time I got to be frantic, that you're going to worry. But either you're going to trust God or you're not.
Yeah.
And he wants what's good for us. He wants everything is going to work out for our good. It's going to work out the way it's supposed to. And it's nothing that we can do to control it or make it happen.
True.
So, yeah. Whoo, honey. I'm learning that, honey. Because, honey, that relax, relate, release. Because you can't control anything.
You can't.
And you sure as hell can't control other people.
Girl, as much as we probably would want to, we just can't. Because they're going to make their own decisions. They're going to do hell. Because even God don't control us. He lets us have free will. So, yeah, even if you don't have somebody like in your life that get you to that calming place, you know, get your own self to that calming place, you know. You need to start with yourself first. Because sometimes people are not going to be around.
Right.
So then what? So one of the calming methods that I use, I like the Calm app. I have that. Our job is big. My job is big on like health and wellness and heavily promotes that. Mm-hmm. So they pay for our subscription for the Calm app. And I've had that for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And the Calm app, it's great, y'all.
I have that one, and I have one called Balance. Mm. So girl, that's why we be all like,
No.
No, because you need that. Yeah.
Oh, and then this one, this, I know this one hit a lot of folk. Stop trying to be the hero. Oh, it isn't your job to heal, fix, and rescue everyone from themselves. Sometimes we play the role of rescuer in our friendships and romantic relationships because it gives us something to do. Sometimes we fall into that role to avoid facing what's most important, ourselves. We end up losing ourselves and straying further away from our own healing and happiness, attempting to save other people. Find the courage to focus on rescuing and keeping yourself.
What I am learning, I can't fix nobody.
I'm not your superwoman.
What I'm learning is I cannot. I'm going to say this, and I don't know who this is for.
Okay. Let them use.
If you have to look at it like, what if I died tomorrow? What is going to happen with the people in my life? The answer is they're going to go on.
They're going to figure it out.
They're going to figure it out, and they're going to be fine without you. Mm-hmm. So we have to, unfortunately, think about things like that. Like, they don't need it. And it's a weird thing to say people don't need you, but they don't need you because life goes on with or without you. And so I think that I'm coming to a saving grace within myself as of late that, what do I want? What do I need? What about what I need?
What about what I want? Was that Dream Girls?
What about what's best for me?
Come on, Effie.
What about what I want?
Come on, Effie. Not Effie, Effie.
Right. And sometimes I think we just get caught up in the world around us. We get caught up in what everybody thinks that they want and they need. And we do get lost, and you wonder, what do I want and what do I need? And I know for me, as of late, I have really been soul searching, journaling, thinking, what do I want? Where do I want to be? What do I want to do? Mm-hmm. My car was acting up and I was like, oh, I don't want to buy a new car. Then I thought about it. I was like, girl, you can get a new car if you want one. You can afford it. Right. I still haven't made that leap yet, but stop worrying about things that we can't control, because it's all going to work out. Because just as God sits high and he looks low, he going to work it out for you.
So stop trying to be the hero. Quit trying to fix, heal. That's not your job.
Let God be God.
That's not your job. I mean, you may be a parent. Like, that is my job. Look, I'm not a parent, so I cannot speak on that part of it. But your kids they going to do what they're going to do. I mean, it is your job to raise them to the best of your abilities, but they're going to do what they're going to do. And what stood out for me in that, it says, don't lose yourself in trying to fix someone else. You got to take care of, you got to take care of self.
Yeah.
And it's not selfish. You got to take care of yourself.
Taking care of self is not selfish. And that is so powerful, because we've learned that growing up, that if you think about yourself first, you're being selfish. Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
It's like they tell you on the plane. You make sure you're good first.
Get your air.
Get your air first. So do that in life. Make sure that you get your air first. So that way, you can, once you get your air first, then you can help someone else.
And I hear the spirit of the Lord telling me, that's the same with money. Stop giving all your money away, because when you need some money, you can't get it from nobody else. So stop giving away everything that God is blessing you with. It's not that you don't have enough. We have more than enough each and every day of our lives, but stop giving your money away and keep it for yourself and use it for yourself. You go to work. You use your money that you work for to pay your bills and take care of you. So if you got somebody in your life that's trying to borrow and all that, they need to manage their money better. Because sometimes take care of you and your stuff. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What's next?
Prioritize joy. Mm. This is a good one. Maybe. They're all good, but this, it says, indulge in things that make you smile or make you feel genuinely happy. Dancing to your favorite song, watching an episode of your favorite show, reading your favorite book, or wearing your favorite shoes. Savor those fun and peaceful moments. Prioritize joy. Just like you have to schedule in the rest that they were talking about on a daily basis.
Yes.
We have to make sure that we are getting our joy in. And that's what I did this weekend. I went to one of my favorite places, you know, the DIA. I went dancing, you know, because I like to hustle, learn new ones and participate in the ones that I know. That brings me joy.
Live, honey. Mm-hmm. Live. Mm-hmm. You can be present and have joy in the little things, too. I have joy when I open up my eyes because I am so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I have joy when it's going to sound crazy, but it's something wonderful about when you wash your face. And you get in there. Just start finding joy in the everyday life in your moments.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing is a joy because we cannot breathe.
Breathe again.
Just find joy in your moments.
Yeah.
Your everyday moments. And we have to stop discounting our normal things and not finding joy in them.
Yes. So find a joy, folks. What is it that gives you peace? What is it that brings a smile on your face? What is it that you enjoy doing? Do those things. And I even take it a step further, find some new things to do because you indulge in something new and something different because you might like it.
And then also think about things that made you happy when you were a kid.
Mm.
I think sometimes, you know what makes me happy? I like going to a park and I like swinging on a swing.
I love swinging.
That makes me so happy. And I'll just sit there like a little kid and just swing. And it's just something about the fresh air in your face, the wind blowing back and filling up your lungs. Find stuff to do like you used to do when you were a kid that made you happy. We got to find some. Get some joy going on.
I like that. And last but not least, accept that you are worthy and deserving.
Whew.
You don't need to do anything to deserve the soft life. It doesn't have to be earned. When we believe we are worthy of a life guided by ease and comfort, we will reject things. Ooh. Let me read that again. Mm-hmm. That hit me. Ooh.
And Hashanah.
Yes. Okay.
So
it says, when we believe we are worthy of a life guided by ease and comfort, we will reject things, and I like to add in people, that don't align with the vision and make decisions that get us closer to maintaining that soft lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You're worthy of it. You're deserving of it.
Yes. And I think
And they say you don't need to do anything to deserve it. It doesn't have to be earned. Just do it.
And that's very powerful within itself because so often we think that we have to earn. We have to make. We have to do. No, you know, all you have to do is let the universe be the universe and find your peace. And when you find your peace, you will find your joy. You will find your calm.
Yeah.
And this is so good.
Mm-hmm.
This has really been like a super, like a spiritual awakening for me because these are all things that I have been pondering for a while about finding peace. Because like I say, the world just keeps telling you over and over again, you have to do this and do that. You don't have to do nothing. You already deserve.
Yes.
You deserve it. You deserve, you don't have, it's nothing that we can do to deserve anything. We just need to just be and accept
you
that we are loved.
Okay,
you deserve it. Don't pay.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Yes.
God loves us.
He does.
And we don't deserve his love. It's we free. Don't. He gives it to us freely. and if we could just grasp that he loves us and we deserve a good life. We deserve a soft life.
The soft life. Or what's the opposite of soft? A hard life. Who wants it? Who wants that?
Nobody.
Who wants that?
Because we're not Jay-Z. We don't want no hard life. You had that Orphan Annie. That's why her behind was an orphan. No, I'm just playing.
But so this no, we just y'all, we just good. It was really good. And it's really good. So adopt these 10 soft life-changing principles, you know, and do them.
And meditation is such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And just breathing in and out and
peace is a beautiful thing.
Breathe in peace and blow out bullet.
Right. Right. So we just want to encourage y'all today. And if you know someone who can benefit from what we just talked about living a soft life, share this video with them. Yeah. Share this video with them. And again, we are on the road to 200 subscribers.
Yes.
Our ultimate goal for this one, for
phase one
is 1,000, but we are, you know, doing small goals.
It's like an elephant.
Yeah.
One bite at a time.
So as soon as we reach 200 subscribers, we are going to have a wonderful, wonderful giveaway. Something that you will like, I'm sure of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you have any comments or concerns, please go to All Things Cam and K. And you can also go to speakpipe.com/CamandK and leave us a message. We would love to hear your voice.
Yes. And if this episode really got you thinking about some things, why don't you go ahead and like this episode? Why don't you go ahead and hit that like, because that is a free way that you can support your girls. Yeah. And it gets us in the algorithm of people who have similar lifestyle podcasts like we do. Mm-hmm. And it'll expose us to more people. Okay. And that's free. Just hit that like.
Okay. Subscribe. And tell your friends.
Tell your friends about us.
And so thank you for joining us on this episode of
Clink. Bye.
Girl, I feel all at peace. Like,
I know, right? I know. It was
good.
Girl. Because when I, it was a number of guys, but I was like,